AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis says families are the factory of hope as he spoke to the thousands gathered for the festival celebrating the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. Julie Walker was there.
It's an elaborate production with a full orchestra and lots of stars, including Aretha Franklin, whose Amazing Grace brought lots of applause. Actor Mark Wahlberg is the evening's host.
I truly feel like today I could do anything. And I attribute all of my success to my Catholic faith.
The Festival of Families was held outdoors on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Organizers called it a celebration for families and a vigil for prayer. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
Later this afternoon, the Pope wraps up his visit to the U.S. with a mass for a crowd expected to be more than a million people. President Obama is spending the next few days in New York, starting today with an address to a U.N. summit to deal with pressing global issues, including climate change and extreme poverty. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama will be meeting with other world leaders in the days ahead.
The centerpiece of the president's visit is his annual General Assembly speech tomorrow morning. But there'll also be U.N. sessions on development, peacekeeping, and countering violent extremism, and meetings on the sidelines with world leaders, including his first with Vladimir Putin since Obama put relations with Moscow in a deep freeze over its carving up of Ukraine.
Two people are fighting for their lives. Up to 10 others have been hurt when a crowd at a music festival surged toward the stage last night in Tempe, Arizona. Fire officials say paramedics were rushed to the Summer's End Music Festival after getting calls of people hurt, crushed against the stage when the reggae band Revolution began to play. Witnesses told local media two women collapsed after apparently suffering seizures. This is AP Radio News. The youngest victim of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing is honored with a sculpture. Jackie Quinn with more.
A life-size sculpture of 8-year-old Martin Richard has been unveiled on the campus of Bridgewater State University in Massachusetts. It depicts the boy holding a homemade poster that reads, "No more hurting people, peace." It's an image from a widely circulated photo after Martin was killed. His sister, who lost a leg in the attack, sang at Saturday's unveiling ceremony. Bridgewater State is where the children's parents first met. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Something's missing today on the streets of Paris. Cars, or at least quite a few of them. Paris mayor has called for a day without cars, 2 months before the city will be the host of the Global Summit on Climate Change. Vehicles, including motorized bicycles, forbidden in a quarter of the French capital and strongly not recommended throughout. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.